Friends, in chapter 3, we are going to discuss some important topics like ASEAN Clearing Union, European Currency Unit, replacement of the LIBOR, maybe it is a latest development. So these type of the ASEAN Clearing Union or European Currency Unit, that is very much important from the perspective of the settlement of the foreign trade. Okay. And it has got relevance because these are the new currencies for competing with the dollars that came into existence, particularly ACU and ECU. Because these are the currencies which develops the regional coordination between the countries or the states which involve into this. And finally, the LIBOR, which years together we use LIBOR as a reference rate or base rate. Now it has been decided to completely replace the LIBOR, then which rate will be applicable? So these are some of the basic ideas before including or incorporating this into your this chapter. By understanding this, you will be little bit clear on the front that when ECU word is used, how the settlement happens. When European Currency Unit means European currency, which is the European currency, how it settles, which are the countries covered under ECU, all these things. And in respect of the LIBOR, what is current status and what is the time frame by which the LIBOR will be replaced completely. So these are aspects which we are going to discuss, which and accordingly I have structured this presentation for you in this topic, which consists of understanding the ACU member countries and their central banks, the procedure for the settlement under ASEAN Clearing Union transactions, then mechanism for settlement through this union, then about the benefit, why this ACU, benefits accruing out of this ACU, then MFN, that is most favored nations clause, then European Currency Unit, and some latest development in respect of the LIBOR, London Interbank Offer Rate, and its recent development for implementation worldwide, including India. Okay, so this ASEAN clearing, we start with ASEAN Clearing Union. This ASEAN Clearing Union is the payment arrangement. It is nothing but payment arrangement whereby the participants settle the payment for their intra-regional transactions among the participating central banks on the net multilateral basis. Means different countries in Asia came together with their central bank so as to settle the inflow and outflow of the trade payments. And the main objective of this clearing union is to facilitate the payment among the member countries for eligible transaction and thereby economizing on the use of foreign exchange, its reserve and its transfer cost, as well as promoting the trade among the participating countries. In short, ASEAN countries intend to develop a new currency as an alternate to US dollar after determining the volume, value, and its operationality. So let us understand the central banks or monetary and authorities are participating in ASEAN Clearing Union from which countries? First one is a Bangladesh. First one is Bangladesh. Second one is a Bhutan. Third one is a India. Fourth one is Iran. Fifth one is a Maldives. Sixth is a Myanmar. Seventh is a Nepal. Eighth is the Pakistan. And ninth is the Sri Lanka. Okay? These are currently the members of ASEAN Clearing Union. So, nine countries in Asia has come together to determine one single currency unit, that is ACU, to develop based on the volume and value of the trade transaction among these countries. This is the basic idea of ACU. So, all transactions are required to be settled through the ACU and will be handled by the AD Category 1 bank in the same manner as the other normal foreign exchange transactions through the correspondent banks they handles. Okay. Now, if you look at the first point where I have given the names of nine countries, you will realize that Iran, Maldives, Myanmar, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, these at least five countries are always in trouble. Are always in trouble. For them to give a safeguard, they have given the option to settle their trade outside the ACU also. That is on optional basis. Under the circumstances, rest other countries, for example, Bhutan and Nepal, their settlement always happens in rupees. Iran is permitted to settle in any currencies. Maldives and Myanmar, ACU as well as other countries, Pakistan, ACU, and Sri Lanka, recently 1.6 billion aid which was given, they are also permitted to settle their transaction, trade transaction in Indian rupees only. In view of this, there is no much uptick or support received from the country so as to develop one ASEAN currency unit. So under these circumstances, the things will remain like this and no much popularity is gained by this ACU mechanism. Replacement of the LIBOR with the appropriate reference rate, that is ARR, is also an important event that was happened and impacting on the Indian financial system also. This has elaborately explained from the Indian context in this chapter. Now, let us understand one by one. First one is ACU, second ECU, and then finally we will go to the LIBOR. So, first one is ACU. The objective, you understood what is ACU means, ASEAN Clearing Union. What is the objective of creation of the ACU? Objective is to provide a facility to settle the payment on multilateral basis for current international transaction among the territories of the participants' countries. Second objective is to promote and use of the participants' currencies in current transaction between their respective territories, and thereby affect the economies in use of participants' exchange reserve. third objective is to promote monetary cooperation among the participants and closer relationship among the banking system in their territories, and thereby to contribute to the expansion of the trade and economic activities among the countries of ISCAP region. And finally, to provide the currency swap arrangement among the among the participants, so as to make the ASEAN Monetary Unit, AMU, ASEAN Monetary Unit, available to them for temporarily. Now, procedure of the settlement. It is fine. All these 9 countries came together, import export takes place, purchase sale takes place between the countries. Issue is how to settle these ACU transactions. The transactions should be settled directly through the account which is maintained by the AD category 1 bank with the banks in other participating countries. Only the spillover, that is excess, in either direction is required to be settled by the central bank in the countries concerned through the clearing union. So, at all times, the balance is mentioned in ACU dollar or ACU euro or ACU yen should commensurate with requirement of the normal business. No excess funds are permitted to park in those accounts. So as to determine, identify the transaction originate from the ACU countries, but the value of the dollar, euro or yen is attached to it. So, as it is, the transaction which settles for the dollar, transactions which settles for euro, and the transactions which settled for yen, the similar manner, this ACU transaction also should be happen. Therefore, after putting prefix ACU, the account which is called as a ACU dollar or ACU euro or ACU yen, this kind of terminology for the accounts is used. It indicates the ACU, that is the region, as well as the currency in which the account is maintained. Now the fourth is, AD category banks are permitted to settle the commercial and other eligible transaction in the much of the same manner as other normal foreign exchange transaction happens. That is what I was trying to explain. So, AD banks are permitted to open ACU dollar, ACU euro, and ACU yen. ACU yen is also there, which is not mentioned in this particular slide. But yen is recently introduced in 2020. In 2020, ACU yen is also introduced in this. So, you can take into consideration ACU yen also. In subsequent slide, reference is made for ACU yen. Okay, in the name of the banks, all the member countries, including the Pakistan, without the prior approval of the Reserve Bank of India. Manner of receipt in foreign exchange. Settlement. Bangladesh, Myanmar, Pakistan and Republic of Maldives. Okay, these 4 countries, okay, receives export realization by debit to the ACU dollar account or ACU euro account or ACU Japanese yen account in India of the bank of the member country in which other party is transaction is of that country's recent or by credit to ACU dollar, ACU yen or ACU euro account or Japanese yen. So similar type of account is maintained in that country. Okay, and similar or that bank's account is also maintained in India with AD bank. So transaction happens through the SWIFT. Okay, so correspondent bank is playing very important role in ACU mechanism. For Bangladesh, Myanmar, Pakistan and Republic, we are seeing the receipt may be made in any freely convertible currency in all other cases. For those countries where ACU dollar, ACU euro or ACU yen account is opened, they have to transact through that account. And they are also permitted to make it payment in any convertible currency in all other cases. Means all other cases means other than ACU countries. In respect of export from India to Myanmar, particularly Myanmar, payment may be received in any freely convertible currency or through the ACU mechanism from Myanmar. Certain leeways are given due to the difficulties experienced by them. Now, in respect of the Nepal and Bhutan, as I said, receipt may be in rupees. Always. And it can be settled in foreign currency only and only when it is permitted by their central bank, that is Nepal Rashtra Bank, for making the payment in free foreign exchange. However, such a receipt shall not be routed through the ACU mechanism. If it is any other currency, like ACU euro, ACU dollar and ACU yen, apart from these three currencies, in any other currencies from Nepal, okay, and Bhutan, though it is permitted to settle in Indian rupees as well as in ACU dollar, euro and this one, okay, in ACU mechanism, when the settlement happens in rupees, it should not be covered under ACU. That is what it is mentioned. Now, Islamic Republic of Iran, receipt of export of eligible goods and services in any freely convertible currency in accordance with the direction issued by the Reserve Bank of India, that should happen. Receipt in any freely convertible currency or in accordance with the direction issued by the RBI from time to time in all other cases. Means they are also permitted, freedom is given to them to settle either in ACO or in rupees or in any other manner for the export of the goods, export realization receivable from Islamic Republic of Iran. Now, in respect of the liberalized ACU arrangement, which is liberalized for Sri Lanka, what is this liberalization calls for? You may be aware that 2-3 months back, there was a revolt and there is a lot of political turmoil happened in the Sri Lanka and the entire government was collapsed. President, Prime Minister, everything, everybody has left the country and new government came into the power. Okay, this is due to certain political matters. We are not entering into that. But as far as Bangladesh or Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, let us keep it a little bit away because this is controllable. But Sri Lanka, lot of things happened. And as it is, Sri Lanka is an ACU member. They are permitted to receive and pay their trade settlement through the ACU account, ACU dollar, ACU euro or ACU Japanese yen account in India with the banks of the member countries. Now, situation due to the erosion in the political or political situation disturbances, with a foreign exchange reserve at all time very low for the Sri Lanka, India allowed Sri Lanka to settle their 1 billion government backed credit facility to settle in Indian rupee terms. With foreign exchange reserve at all time low, India allowed Sri Lanka to settle its 1 billion credit facility to be settled in rupee terms. Okay. Payment for import of eligible goods and the services by credit to ACU dollar account and ACU euro account and ACU Japanese yen account in India, or of a bank that the member country in which the other party to the transaction is resident, or by the debit to ACU dollar, ACU euro or ACU Japanese yen account of the authorized dealer maintained with the correspondent bank in the member countries. Payment may be made in the freely convertible currency in all the cases. In respect of imports into India from Myanmar, payment may be made in any freely convertible currency or through the ACU mechanism from Myanmar. These guidelines are for manner of receipt of the payment or manner of receipt of foreign exchange. Nepal and Bhutan, as usual, in rupees. Islamic Republic of Iran, as usual, in any currency, including the dollar, including rupee, and under ACU, as per the Reserve Bank of India. Payment in any freely convertible currency is also permitted. Mechanism for settlement through the union. Now, we have seen the regulation. Now, how it works? What is the mechanism? RBI undertaking to receive and pay US dollar effective 1st January 1996, euros with effect from 1st January 2009 from and to AD category 1 bank for the purpose of funding their repatriating their excess liquidity in ACU dollar, ACU euro accounts respectively maintained by the AD category 1 banks, correspondent banks in their participating country. Similarly, RBI has been receiving and delivering US dollar and euro for absorbing the liquidity, means excess funds, for funding the ACU dollar, that is Vostro, and ACU euro Vostro accounts respectively maintained by the AD category 1 banks on behalf of their overseas bank. Now here, the name Vostro is mentioned. Vostro is nothing but, it is the rupee account or named dollar account or named euro account or named yen account, which is maintained due to the arrangement. Particularly, in our country's account, in their countries, their bank's account in our country, in with our bank, in our currency, which is maintained, is called as a Vostro Bank. RBI, effective March 6, 2020, undertake to receive and pay Japanese yen also for both the purpose mentioned as above. Funding, it happens to ACU dollar, ACU euro and ACU yen maintained with the correspondent bank in another ACU participating country will continue to be effected by the Reserve Bank of India. You cannot send it directly. You have to route the transactions through the Reserve Bank of India. Okay. And after receiving an intimation that equivalent amount of US dollar, euro and Japanese yen is being credited to its account with the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, or maybe its accounts with the Deutsche Bundesbank, Frankfurt and also Bank of India Tokyo branch, respectively, by AD Bank, the value will be paid to the banks in India. It means Reserve Bank of India is acting as an intermediary for ACO settlement. Similar manner, for ACO dollar, Federal Reserve Bank of New York, and for euro, it is Deutsche Bundesbank Frankfurt acting as a central bank for the euro, and for the Japanese yen, Bank of India Tokyo branch is acting as their transacting bank or central bank, controlling bank. Like this, the settlement happens with those banks of Reserve Bank of India and with the central bank. This ACO transaction happens with the central bank only, any surplus, and accordingly respective banks give or take the dollars or euros from the respective banks in their country as a settlement for import or export, in short, right? Similarly, Reserve Bank of India continue to arrange for payment of the US dollar, euro and Japanese yen from its account with the Federal Reserve Bank, New York, Deutsche Bundesbank, Frankfurt, Bank of India, Tokyo branch, and respectively to the account of correspondent of AD Bank in case it has received the intimation of surrender of surplus funds to the other participating central bank on behalf of the AD Category 1 bank. So RBI is acting on behalf of all the AD Category 1 bank. Similar manner, Central Bank, Federal Reserve Bank for US dollar and Deutsche Bundesbank for the euro, and for the Japanese bank, Bank of India Tokyo branch is opting as a central monetary authority or central bank for settlement of ACO euro, ACO dollar, ACO yen, etc. Okay, now coming down to the other one, that is AD Category 1 banks will credit the US dollar and euro Japanese yen account to the ACO dollar, ACO euro and ACO yen account respectively of the foreign commercial bank of the participating countries concerned to the value. They have to give the intimation to the Reserve Bank of India so as to settle it with them. RBI is not physically transmitting the funds, but funds will be accumulated. Similarly, the other banks like Bundesbank, Deutsche Bundesbank or Federal Reserve Bank or maybe Bank of India Tokyo branch, they are also holding those funds over there. After quarterly basis, the settlement happens and surplus funds are getting matched or settlement happens among at that level. Like normal transaction, what happens? That will not happen in respect of these ACO union. Okay? Similarly, AD Category 1 bank will receive the instruction from their overseas correspondents to surrender the excess liquidity in their ACO dollar, euro and ACO yen account to the Reserve Bank of India. Such a cases, these banks will have to actually remit the US dollar, euro or Japanese yen account to the account of the Reserve Bank of India with the Federal Reserve Bank, New York, or maybe Deutsche Bank, Deutsche Bundesbank, or maybe Bank of India Tokyo branch respectively. Okay, so this is how exactly the mechanism or functioning of the ACO euro or ACO dollar or ACO mechanism happens. Now, payments which are eligible to settle through the ACO mechanism, transactions that are eligible to be made through the ACO payments are from the resident in the territory of one participant to the resident in territory of another participant. Second, for the current international transactions as defined by the article of agreement in International Monetary Fund, permitted by the country in which the player resides. Not declared transaction which are not declared ineligible under the following paragraph, and lastly, for export-import transaction between ACU member countries on deferred payment terms. These are the transactions which are eligible to transact through the ACU mechanism. Now, payments which are not eligible for the settlement through the ACU are payment between Nepal and India, Bhutan and India, exception being made in case the goods imported from India by an importer resident in Nepal who has been permitted by the Nepal Rashtra Bank to make the payment in foreign exchange, such a payments may be settled through the ACU mechanism. Now, payment, second one is the payments that are not on account of the export-import transactions between ACU member countries, except to the extent of mutually agreed upon between the Reserve Bank and other participants. And thirdly, all the eligible current account transactions, including the trade transactions with Iran, should be settled in any permitted currency outside the ACU mechanism until further notice. This was the direction of Reserve Bank of India. So thank you very much.